Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Frederica Zangarella from the Sommelier Association. You're the general manager of the...
I'm the general manager.
Fantastic, fantastic. Sommelier Association, probably something to do with wine and food and perhaps, and maybe even wine waiters.
Totally.
Totally. What is the Sommelier Association?
The UK Sommelier Association is an association related with the Italian Sommelier Association. And we are a huge association in all over the world. We are related also with the Worldwide Sommelier Association. It's a sort of extremely large association. We are in all of the world, like in London, in the Los Angeles, Singapore, in China. We are part of the biggest association.
Okay, so you're Italian.
I'm Italian.
Are you from Italy originally?
I'm from Italy, yes. I'm from Piedmont.
Lovely.
The land of the red wine. Okay. Red wines.
I stayed in Turin one night.
Oh, wow. Well.
I was driving down south and I stopped over in Turin. So, nice town, although...
Yeah. Nice food and nice wine.
I didn't actually try much of the food.
Oh, my God.
I was just driving.
This is a shame.
Yeah, I know. I was heading down to Barolo, actually. You say you're a UK, you're the UK affiliate of a national association.
Yeah, national and international. Italian Association, the Worldwide Sommelier Association.
And what exactly do you guys do?
We organize course, sommelier course, wine and spirit course, service course, etc. All the kind of course, pairing course, master class, tasting event, wine events, everything related with food and wine, good food and good wine.
Do people join you because they are sommeliers or they want to be sommeliers?
No, actually we have half and half. Professionals that they want to learn more about wine, they are not going to use the diploma, but they are going to enjoy and know more about, of course, wine and food. And also, of course, a lot of waiters, they want to, of course, change the career and have a diploma of sommelier, catering people, and people that work for the wine shop, etc. It's very, very mixed.
So you run a diploma course, do you?
Diploma course, yes.
Is that run in the UK?
Yes, running here in London.
Oh, okay. How many people do that in London?
Oh, a lot. We did a lot of courses, like 10 from 10 years ago we started. And now we are running the course in the Sheraton Park Lane every Monday. It's a 5-month course. And there's, of course, the part of oenology and then oenography and pairing between food and wine. We're tasting more than 100 wine during the whole course, of course, matching with food, matching technique. We cover all the topics about wine and, of course, about pairing.
Yeah, okay. And you say it's a diploma. Is it a sort of UK-recognized diploma? Is it part of the government qualification
framework? It's recognized by the Worldwide Sommelier Association, this association that is in all over the world. This is the... we are going to be recognized from the government. We want to be recognized from the government. We are going to start soon the process. We are very interested in that. For the moment, we are recognized for this international association.
Oh, okay. And you didn't say how many people do the course. How many people are doing it?
In this moment, we have 32 people.
Oh, okay.
We are going to start the new course in September.
Yep.
At the same place, and we expected more because we have a lot of requests now. And then we did the 22nd of May the Best Sommelier in the World competition.
Yes.
And then we have a lot of visibility, and now a lot of people try to say, "Okay, this is a very funny job. I want to do it." And
so you guys run the. I figured you guys ran the sommelier competition.
I
actually listened to Gérard Bassier.
It's not the same.
It's
another one.
Oh.
Oh, we are competitor. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
tell me how you differentiate yourself.
Yeah, it's a kind of a tricky question because it's like a political reasons because they were together. I don't know how many years ago, but then something happened and they split into big association. our is the biggest. Can I tell?
Yeah, big plug.
Okay, my responsibility now is the biggest. But yes, there's a two different, the best sommelier in the world. But both of the winner, they are going to kind of, is a life changing because they're going to be very famous.
Do you have like a, like in boxing and wrestling, they have like a different WBAs and all that sort of stuff.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
the top sommeliers, do you ever get them together to slag it out?
Or, exactly.
You know, the unified title of best sommelier.
Exactly. Sooner or later, maybe we're going to unify everything. For the moment, we're separated, but it's all the same kind of philosophy, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just on that sommelier competition, we'll come back to what you guys do as well, because obviously that's brilliant press for you guys. What sort of things do people do if they're being examined for the Worldwide Sommelier competition?
Well, for the competition, it's quite hard. There's a test, very difficult, with 100 questions about everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's, of course, the blind wine tasting with the... This is the semi-final. The final is on the stage.
Yep.
And on the stage, I have to, of course, to perform as a sommelier. It's like a sort of show. They have to serve, I open a bottle with a cork that is not so good and open it, of course, perfectly. Open a bottle, very old bottle. Of course, they have to keep it in a right position. Otherwise, it's...
The sediment,
etc. They have to open a bottle of champagne in a... with a proper technique, decanter the champagne, which is not common, but is of course it's you have to do
especially
it very carefully, and then it's a skill.
With vintage champagnes, that's one thing you never see people do. But vintage champagnes like to be decanted.
Yeah, it's and then there's they have to in the stage. We had the part of the judges are like customers. They're going to ask some tricky questions, like pairings, like I would like to have a sort of wine with a sort of price. What do you suggest, etc., etc. And then, of course, they have to a blind tasting with a wine, beer, and a spirit, and then to answer some very difficult questions about very rare wine, because it's not about normal wines, but very rare wine. And the winner has been fantastic. It did a show, basically. It has been a very, very interesting show.
And when's that? That's in May, is it?
In the 22nd of May. May.
22nd of May. So who won?
Luca Martini.
Yeah,
Italian sommelier.
Oh, brilliant.
That works in London for a while. Then it was quite... Here, of course, the sommelier job is quite... intense, it's quite hard, and then in Italy we are is a little bit different, is more relaxed, and here you learn the real hard job of the sommelier.
Really?
Yeah, the performance of the sommelier.
Do you think London's quite a hard market to be a sommelier
in?
Yeah,
definitely, yes.
Why is that? Is it the customers?
Because there's a lot of competition, the customers are more aware about wine and food than they are. They want to know details about the wine, and of course, it's a high level knowledge. You have to have a high level knowledge.
Has any of the people who've done your courses ever won the competition?
Oh yes, we have a lot of top quality sommelier, and some of them they are in the competition. They didn't win, but maybe next time.
Maybe
we are going to support them until
they
the top.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Coming back to your association, how do you become a member? You said you don't necessarily have to be a sommelier to be a member of the association.
Well, regarding myself, I'm a wine lover because I'm a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. And then I started because I wanted to have more knowledge about wine, but then I fell in love with this job. And then I started to work and to try to give to people the idea of the sommelier, like not a waiter, but a wine expert, a wine expert and a food expert, because we have to know also about food, and a culture figure, not only a person that knows everything about wine, but everything about culture.
Okay.
Because wine, the wine and the food are culture, and that is very nice, this combination.
No, that makes sense. What sort of tips do you think you'd have for someone who's a customer going to a restaurant? The restaurants I frequent, aren't always the best ones. But that I hardly ever get a sommelier. And, you know, I've gone to restaurants where the markups have been huge. And I normally associate restaurants with big markups on the wine as, okay, that's fine because you'll have a sommelier that'll assist. But I've been to restaurants where they've had big markups and the person behind the serving me the wine is clueless.
Yeah.
What sort of things should I expect from a sommelier?
Well, first of all, I think that the sommelier has to be a guide. Guide you through your choices, your meals, your dishes, and try to give you an experience more than, okay, I was starving, now I'm okay. It's more about trying combination and try to work with your senses, try to give an experience.
Okay. Yeah. What's the best tips that you can give to get the best out of your sommelier?
Oh, this is not easy.
Yeah.
I think that the best thing to do is to let them suggest you and ask them to describe the wine, because they want to do it. They know everything about their own the wine, and it's nice to know something more about the wine, and then it's nice to ask some questions or to learn from them.
That's what I tell people is, you know, you go to a restaurant and they've got a sommelier. Some people feel intimidated by wine waiters.
No, they are very happy to get the chance to explain and to the knowledge they studied to be there, because they have to study all the wine, try all the wine, taste every day lots and lots of wine. Then it's nice for them to have the chance to explain this. These things.
I think some people have come across particularly snooty waiters sometimes, and that, or at least they've seen caricatures of that.
Yeah.
What do you think you should do if you do get a particularly snooty wine waiter or something like that?
It's not sometimes happen, but I think that if you are yourself, you can ask again questions and see what happened, and it's an experience, and it's an enjoyable experience. It's better to enjoy it in any case, even if the sommelier is not so nice.
I'm sure they are. I quite like having a chat to sommeliers. I know a wee bit about wine, but at the same time, I always find that these are the guys who know their list best. They know the food best. So if you want to have the best experience, then let them.
It's better to have a guide. It's like a tourist guide in a journey of dishes, gastronomy journey.
Perfect. All right then, Frederica. I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your
time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.